Worldview, Bitcoin Bubble and China's Belt and Road Bubble both appear to be crashing. By John J. Xenakis on November 28, 2018. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. Bitcoin super bubble implodes and crashes below $4,000. China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, bubble may be in trouble. Bitcoin super bubble implodes and crashes below $4,000. Bitcoin price at $3,750 on November 27, 2018, CoinMarketCap.com. The price of a Bitcoin fell to $3,700 on Tuesday, down from a peak close to $20,000 in December of last year. A little over a year ago, in response to people asking my advice about investing in Bitcoin, I wrote about Bitcoin just after its price surged past $5,000. In the article I wrote, "Investing in Bitcoin is the road to disaster. I literally cannot think of a worse investment today than Bitcoin, or the various copycat newcomers, such as Ethereum. Bitcoin is almost literally a Ponzi scheme backed by nothing but air. So dear reader, I hope you took my advice because, if you did not, then you have lost money. Many people lost a great deal of money investing as the price increased parabolically all the way up to $20,000, and those people have lost a lot of money. What are analysts saying today? Some are saying that Bitcoin has bottomed, and now will go up. One says that Bitcoin will fall further to about $3,000, and then will go up. Another says that it will remain about where it is now for several months, and then will go up. These are the same people who have always said it would go up, even while it was crashing. This reminds me of the housing bubble in the mid-2000s decade. I was writing as early as 2004 that there was a housing bubble, as did a few others. It was perfectly obvious. But the experts on CNBC and in the Wall Street Journal kept saying that housing prices can't go down. People have to live somewhere, and banks won't foreclose. It's not in their interest to do so, and these housing construction firms know what they're doing. And they wouldn't be building houses if it were just a bubble. It was not until around 2009 or 2010 that these experts even admitted that there had been a housing bubble. And then they pretended that they had known it all along. It was the same with the Iraq War, which everyone was in favor of in 2003, but then years later pretended that they had been against it all along. So now we have experts making predictions about the future price of Bitcoin. How is any prediction of any kind even possible? But for Bitcoin, there is nothing, absolutely nothing on which to base any prediction. Bloomberg and CNBC and News BTC and MarketWatch and CoinMarketCap. Related articles. Bitcoin super bubble surges through $5,000 and blasts even higher, October 16, 2017. Fed Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen says no financial crisis in our lifetimes, July 2, 2017. Updating the real value of the stock market, August 3, 2010. A primer on financial engineering and structured finance, January 23, 2008. China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. Bubble may be in trouble. China, prices for iron and steel has crashed in the last month, FT. The above graph shows that the prices of iron and steel in China have crashed in the last month, with the right part of the graph looking very similar to the Bitcoin graph above. Maybe the two are linked in some way, or maybe it is just a coincidence that they are both crashing at the same time. But either way, the fall in iron and steel prices in China is the latest sign that the economy has been weakening for about 6 months. It is my personal opinion that China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, is in a massive bubble of its own. The BRI is a breathtaking project spending as much as $1.3 trillion on railways, roads, seaports, and power grids, now extending into at least 76 countries, mostly developing nations in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, together with a handful of countries on the eastern edge of Europe. My feeling, based on many, many things that I have read in the last year, is that China's BRI is a humongous financial disaster in the making. The other side of debt trap diplomacy is that all these debt traps will be sprung at roughly the same time, as each debt trap default creates a level of panic that triggers defaults in other debt traps. What most people do not understand is any bank or company can create money by issuing debt. People think that only the federal government can create money. but the money created by issuing debt is 100% identical to the money created by the federal government. And in a debt bubble, money created by issuing debt vanishes when the bubble bursts. There are a few things about the BRI that I find troubling and indicative of a financial crisis. First, the utter secrecy of the terms of the BRI deals, in particular the amount of debt being created, and the terms of repayment. I do not see any reason why that information cannot be made public for each country, even if other deals still have to be kept secret. By keeping the debt secret, China evokes a great deal of suspicion of bribery, corruption, and debt-trap diplomacy. So you have the huge amounts of money sloshing around 76 countries, with no public information about the terms. In this top-secret environment, there must be many situations involving bribery and kickbacks, as well as country leaders lining the pockets of their family and cronies. The third issue is what is happening in Pakistan. Pakistan is about to go into bankruptcy. But its all-weather friend China very surprisingly has refused to come to Pakistan's aid. Is this because China's slowing economy requires keeping expenses in check? China has asked Pakistan to go to the IMF. But the IMF is going to demand full details of all the Pakistan-China contracts and also require Pakistan to stop funding terrorists. So this is what I call the BRI bubble. China is funding projects in 76 countries, and most of those countries are ever going to be able to pay that money back. A crisis could occur at any time. This is a bubble that is going to burst with catastrophic results, especially in Asia. We keep speculating about what will trigger the next world war: South China Sea, North Korea, Mideast, Kashmir, etc. But another possibility has always been a global financial crisis triggering the world war. The Bitcoin crash may have cascading effects leading to a broader crisis, but if not, it might be the BRI bubble. Bloomberg and Sputnik News, Moscow, and Financial Times and Global Times, Beijing. Related articles. Pakistan fails to get agreement from IMF for a bailout, November 27, 2018. Maldives can't determine how much money it owes to China, November 24, 2018. Myanmar signs debt trap agreement with China in response to Rohingya genocide censure, September 21, 2018. Pakistan celebrates its 70th birthday. Wondering what Pakistan is, August 15, 2017. Keys, Generational Dynamics, Bitcoin, China, Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, Maldives, Pakistan, International Monetary Fund, IMF, BRI Bubble. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.